It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
The biggest story over the weekend comes from a middle schooler in Knoxville, Tennessee. Several celebrities have come out in support of the young boy pleading to be left alone by bullies. Keaton Jones asked his mother, Kimberly Jones, to record a video of him asking why bullies at school were bothering him.
They make fun of my nose. They call me ugly. They say I have no friends.
What'd they do to you at lunch?
Put milk on me and put a hand down my clothes.
Celebrities among the likes of Chris Evans, Demi Lovato, Mark Ruffalo, Sean Hannity, Katy Perry, Donald Trump Jr., and more have all shown their support and have even offered to take Keaton on trips and to premieres. Hailee Steinfeld posted a video inviting Keaton to join her for the Pitch Perfect 3 premiere.
Hey Keaton, it's Hailee here. I just wanted to say I think you are amazing. And what makes you so special is that there is only one you. And I would love for you, Keaton Jones, to be my date to the Pitch Perfect 3 premiere on Tuesday. And if you would like to go, DM me so that we can start planning your trip.
Go, Keaton, go!
Yeah, slide in those DMs,
get
Keaton!
Get in there!
Justin Bieber even posted a video to Keaton.
The fact that he still has the sympathy and compassion for other people when he's going through it himself is a testament to who he is. And this kid is all time. He's a legend. Go check him out. His name's Keaton. Yeah.
Dude, he's going to get so many girls now. It's just Bieber and Keaton rolling around town.
Oh, yeah. His tear-jerking video captured the hearts of more than 16 million viewers on Facebook after it was posted by his mother. New details are surfacing about the rumor that Today Show host Matt Lauer allegedly fathered two kids with two different women while still married to wife Annette. An insider told InTouch Weekly that two identified women have given birth and claim Lauer is the father. The NBC insider told the publication that all of Matt's secrets are coming back to haunt him, and the most damaging one is that he's facing right now currently that he has children out there with other women. However, it doesn't seem to be too much of a secret because according to the insider, it was a much discussed topic for years at NBC. Annette's father, Henry, told the Daily Mail the couple was not going to stay together. He said, "I have no words for her husband. What he has done is bad. Everybody feels betrayed. She is not going to stay with him and work it out. They are not together trying to work it out." Charlie Sheen filed a lawsuit against the National Enquirer for publishing an article claiming that he had raped Corey Haim when Corey was 13 years old. The National Enquirer ran a story last month alleging a 19-year-old Sheen sodomized Haim after they smoked weed together back in the 80s when they were working on the movie Lucas. An actress is accusing Dustin Hoffman of sexual harassment. Katherine Rossiter claims the Oscar-winning actor subjected her to nightly sexual harassment while they were co-stars in the 1984 Broadway production of Death of a Salesman. She says that Hoffman put his hands up her costume, touched her thighs, despite many requests for him to stop, and asked her for massages. The accusations come a month after Anna Graham Hunter, the author, claimed that Hoffman groped her when she was a 17-year-old intern working on the 1985 TV movie of Death of a Salesman. Rose McGowan went after Alyssa Milano for saying nice things about Harvey Weinstein's ex. Rose tweeted, "You make me want to vomit. You actually gave me a body flashback, I guess is what she meant to say. Or, I don't know, bloody, I don't know." She said, "Well done, fake one."
Was she British? Because she'd be like, "A bloody flashback."
That's what I think. That's what I was wondering.
I think it's probably,
is Rose McGowan, is she British? I can't remember.
I think so. This is me speculating. I'll check. Can we check that?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe it was a typo. So she said, Rose is mad. She said, "Well done, fake one." Rose is mad because in People magazine, Milano speaks kindly of her friend Georgina Chapman, who recently left Weinstein in the wake of the scandal. Milano said, "Georgina is doing very well. She's an amazing mother. She's an amazing woman." Rose thinks that Chapman knew about her husband's behavior all along, which is why she didn't appreciate Alyssa's supportive quote in the article. Rose tweeted, "Alyssa, maybe you and Georgina can call up Camille Cosby."
Ooh.
And comedian Hannibal Buress was arrested on disorderly intoxication charges after getting into a heated argument with cops in Miami over the weekend. According to TMZ, one officer says Hannibal approached him with bloodshot eyes and a strong odor of alcohol coming from his breath and then asked him to call him an Uber. The officer says he refused, which caused Hannibal to become angry and belligerent. That is the garbage.